Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply playing with fire. Playing with fire. As children growing up, I'm sure that we all are guilty of playing with fire at one time or another. I myself can't count the number of times that I went into my grandfather's drawer on a Saturday and took the box of matches and slid the matchstick across that box and watched the matchstick burn. We like to blow it out before it could singe our fingers. Yes, my friends, all played with fire. I remember one time my grandfather telling me that it takes fire to launch a rocket ship, fire to cook our food, and fire to heat our houses. He began to explain to me that fire was not an object or something that we should play with, but rather that something that we should harness. By the same token, my friends, there are fires that fuel our businesses. I don't mean the fire that you get from a cigarette lighter or a match or even from a gas-powered stove. I mean that fire that burns on the inside of everyone, that fuels our imagination, that fire that fuels us in so many areas of our lives. And I say that there are the fires that we should keep burning in order to grow our business. However, oftentimes we find ourselves playing with the fires that fuel us rather than putting those fires to good use. In our fire acronym, we're going to outline the four key components, the four key fires that must burn in us all the time. That F in our fire acronym reminds us of the fire of focus. Yes, my friends, the fire of focus. Think about it. We're always focused on something. Whether we're focused on something negative or something positive or something in between, we're always focused on something. And it's those who can concentrate their efforts and attentions on the good that end up elevating not only themselves, but they also elevate those around them. My friends and neighbors, the goal of focus is to use the power of our concentration to elevate. And that power of our concentration says that if we're thinking about something constructive and we're concentrating on a solution, there is no limit to what we can accomplish. Yes, my friends, in business, even on television, you see that the sensational always leads. Everyone wants to have our attention focused on the negative, focused on the controversy, focused on the problem, as opposed to focused on solutions. When was the last time you had a thought session in your business where you just took 10, 15 minutes to focus on nothing but the solutions to the problems at hand? Then when you take another 10 to 15 minutes, just to focus on all the positives taking place in businesses. I can tell you, my friends, that most marriages have ended because of a focus on the negative. People begin to think about the deficiencies in their spouse as opposed to the great things that their spouse brought to the table. I can challenge you today, my friends, and I hope that you accept it, to change our focus, because focus dictates feelings. Whatever we're concentrated on is going to determine what we do every day. Well, how do we do this? I would say, first of all, we cannot waste time on the insignificant. Yes, my friends and neighbors, never waste time on insignificant. When we focus on the minor things instead of the major things, that's when businesses fall apart. When we're more concerned about whether a person was on a conference call exactly at 9 o'clock, if they showed up at 9:05, hey, okay, no big deal. Let's focus on the positives at hand. Let's keep the small things small, and let's focus on all the big things. We've got a shot to harness the power of our focus to take our team to the moon. So we shouldn't focus on a few matches that are thrown in the street. So that's one component, the fire of focus. The other fire is the fire of imagination. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about the beautiful creativity on the inside of you and the creativity that we're enjoying every day. Somebody imagined the cell phone that we're using to send text messages. Somebody imagined the television that enters entertains us all the time. Somebody had to imagine it in their mind and then bring that to fruition. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to look deep within to discover the power of imagination. The same imagination it takes to rob a bank is the same imagination it takes to run one. The same imagination required to do something insignificant is the same imagination to do something significant, transformative. And that power oftentimes is a power that we play with. We are guilty, my friends, of playing with the power of our imagination. We can concoct stories in our head of things that might happen. We can allow our imagination to run wild and cause us to be afraid. We can think of every scenario that comes up before that scenario even manifests itself, simply because we're allowing our imagination to run wild. We're playing with something that we should be harnessing for our good. We should use our imagination to discover ways that we can rise above in our business enterprises and separate ourselves from the competition. Our imagination has power. We've got to use that power to our advantage. That R in our FIRE acronym reminds us of the importance of relationships. Yes, my friends, there is a power to relationships. There is a purpose to relationships, and it's one that we oftentimes take for granted. We know we've all been guilty of misusing a relationship here or there. We've been guilty of disrespecting the power of relationships, and we probably played with it more than we should. I always say there are elements that make relationships powerful. There are a few elements that make relationships exciting. There are a few elements that make relationships expand. One of those, my friends and neighbors, is the element of trust. Every relationship is going to have it, and trust is simply a component of time, of respect, of understanding. These are components of relationships that we cannot ignore. I challenge you, my friends, to evaluate every relationship. Recognize that each one has a purpose, that the person that we may overlook could be the person that is a stepping stone to a brighter future, that relationships have an impact. And if we can leverage the relationships and recognize that everyone we meet has a value deep within, we can do some great things. And finally, my friends, that E in our FIRE acronym reminds us of the power of empowerment. Yes, my friends, the power of empowerment. We're only doing two things in every relationship. We're either enslaving or empowering. We're making people weaker. We are making them stronger. I challenge you, my friends, to make every relationship stronger than ever, because we've got the ability not to play with fire, but we've got the ability to harness it for our good. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends, and I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, contact the person who sent you this podcast. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.